Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we are here again. My name is Hannah, and with my brother, Jared Brim, and we're here with you this week and talking about yesterday, just kind of a recap, and this whole week is basically what we're speaking about, just personal relationship with the Lord and our lives, experiences, and with God, and what he means to us, and what he means in our personal life, things that have happened and things that God's been talking to us about.
If I can expound right now, if I can just say this, there might be some people, and you might think, oh, a personal relationship, I have that. This revelation, I'm just kind of feeling like some listening, this revelation is old. Well, let me tell you, it is old. And this revelation was first a prayer brought up by Jesus coming in John, taking up his high priest role, his current role as a high priest king. And let me read you what he says. And what he's talking about is a personal relationship with the Father. And these are the things he prays before he's crucified. And you guys got to remember, he's about to get crucified on the cross. And so anything he's saying in the garden to the disciples, it's going to be of utmost importance. It's not going to be... Well, what I mean by that is, he's going to emphasize the points that need to be emphasized. You know what I'm saying, Hannah? Right?
Yes.
Like, he's about to be crucified, he wants them to hear this before, yes. Right before it happens. These are important words. Oh, thank you, Father. First of all, we just thank you for this time, that it's your spirit and your word. It's not in man's agenda, but it's your vine. You're the vine dresser, tending the vine, tending the fruit. And we thank you for that and give you all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, so John 17:20. He says, I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who believe in me through the word. Do you believe through the word, Hank? Do you believe on him? Do you, those that are listening? Yes. He's talking about us. That they may all be one. What's the comparison here? How would we be one, you might ask? Here we go. Even as you, Father, in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us. And what I say is, Jesus just gave the disciples a comparison. How we're supposed to be one in him. He gave them the comparison of him and the Father. That says a lot. It's one sentence, but it says a lot.
Yes.
So what I'm saying to you is, and by this perfection, the world will see this unity. Well, it's not, first of all, talking about unity and peace. Like, hey, brother, we're in unity. I'm not in strife. No, that whole couple chapters, he's talking about being one in the Father.
Yes.
In Christ. One. And that's the unity. That is what this revelation, which is a prayer that is the revelation to this day. That revelation, that prayer to this day is working in us to the day that we're glorified as a bride. As a woman bride, not a child bride for Christ to come to. We are spotless, but growing up, as we're in him, that personal relationship, the more revelation of we have that glorious church we become for Jesus to come to. So if you're going to sit there and say, well, personal relationship, I have that. Okay, well, Christ can give you more wisdom, because until the day that Jesus comes back for that spotless bride, I am going to be preaching this message. The Lord's going to be speaking this message about that abiding, that personal relationship. Sorry, Hannah, I didn't mean to go off.
No, this is all Holy Ghost led. We're not going off. But as I said many of time, this is led by the Spirit, and how thankful we are to be taught that in our family. And I believe that I have a tongue. Praise the Lord. So we just flow with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ko pasite ishonda manzere kiasto aleshta maha yesun kai idobraha isopaha isopaha isopaha. Oh, for the things that I have for you, all that I have for you to walk into. Oh, the plans that are all that are from me are bigger than anything that you would try to imagine. You see? Oh, for this is the time. This is the hour for my power, for my glory. Oh, ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ilo soma ilashia sukopa isalusanaste frukila hoshate. Oh, for I have given unto you the keys to open up the door, the key to walk into new places in me that you have never been before. Oh, so trust in me and my word. Oh, and you will begin to see what you have been hearing, and you will begin to see those things that my word has said, because it's for this hour, for this time. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. We praise
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, praise you, God. Your word. We don't take it for granted. We do not take it for granted.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
We thank you.
Glory to God. I have a scripture here I wanted to read. It's Psalm 42 in the Amplified, and it is Old Testament, but it's David talking, and he's speaking, and this is personally how the Lord has ministered this scripture to me, and I know many people that it has, and so this is Psalm 42, verse 1, and it says, as the hart or the deer pants and longs for the water brooks, so I pant and long for you, O God. My inner self thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? And verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? And skipping down to verse 5, why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him. For I shall yet praise him, my help and my God. And verse 7, roaring deep calls to roaring deep at the thunder of your waterspouts. All your breakers and your rolling waves have gone over me. Verse 11, why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him. Mm-hmm. For I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. And when we have the Lord in our walk of who he is in us, and as Jared was talking about, the oneness that from the new covenant and what Jesus did on the cross, that now the mystery that was hidden from ages before has now been revealed to us, Christ, and us the hope of glory, that our hope and your hope as a born-again believer is in him, is in Almighty God. And he's calling us to deeper ways. Yeah, he's calling us to deeper waters.
Unfamiliar
and maybe not uncomfortable.
Maybe, yeah.
Uncomfortable. Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I have personal a story that I can share with you is, you know, when my grandmother, or my Mimi as we call her, when she does the radio, I'm usually close by as I serve her and help her. And sometimes
she recently just took our brother's Brandon, if you guys didn't know, and he used to help Mimi, so then he moved and he and is helping now.
Yes.
So if any confusion, there you go.
Yep, and I am helping her now. And so as she's doing radio, usually, you know, I just sit down and, you know, I do pay attention. I'm not going to say I pay attention 100% because it's a lot. Sometimes we're in here for 2.5 hours. And but it's good. And so now that she has left, she told us today about 10 minutes before I was walking out the door to go to our Wednesday prayer. She tells my brother that we're doing radio for this week. And praise the Lord. I'm thankful that we know him. And so we flow with the Holy Ghost, and I know that I had to be paying attention. And I'm thankful for the training from at the Prayer and Healing Center with Miss Leanne Sosby, and she's taught us that scripture at Rhema Prayer and Healing School. You know, she always, the revelation that she has, I have now had to have grasped on, is John 14:17, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world may not see or know, but we know him because he lives and dwells in us. And so praise God. So all of that is now. It's now. And it's exciting. And Jared, you know, what the revelation that the Lord's given him, you know, it's for now. It's for right now. And Jared's been operating and, you know, walking and operating in a higher level. And I know that I have been. And regardless,
no glory to us.
No glory to us. No.
Just living, you know, it's been the Father, like he says, he's a vine dresser and he's the farmer. He's the preparer. And through Jesus. And it is wild to, there is a word kind of the Lord gave through me. And he said, because I feel called to the ministry, but you can be, everyone's in ministry. You know, my wife, she's in the beauty industry. That's her ministry. And our experience is not based from the pulpit. Or from our ministry. Our experience is not based off of the pulpit. But our pulpit, our ministry, where we feel we were called to, is based off our experience. Did that come through?
Right? Yes, yes. And our experience with the Father and all the glory to him. There's no way that, you know, where God is calling everybody. You know, I was recently reading Lynn Hammond, one of her devotionals, and the title of it is Places Are Calling. And I believe you're listening to this, that there is a call for you to heed to.
A deeper.
Deeper call.
And we'll talk about it.
Than before. Tonight, sure. So we're so thankful to be here again, like we've said, with you, and we give all the glory to God. And we'll just be picking back up on this tomorrow as well, and what the Lord wants. And we thank you so much for listening to us. And tune in tomorrow. And this has been the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Shalom.